short of it is that I didn't do a good job clearing up miscommunication that occurred. I would like to honor that by following through with this bonus that was communicated to our bus drivers, again, as early as January and as late as August.
Do we have a rough total as to what this liability will be?
82 drivers. There would be a small amount of benefits added to that.
You can round up to about $185,000.
So I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that the district pay the $2,000 bonus to bus drivers as follows. Two-third payment, $1,333 paid as soon as possible to all full-time bus drivers returning from last year. The remaining one-third, which would be $667, paid at the end of the school year to all drivers who worked for the entire 2022-23 school year. And part-time drivers would get a prorated portion of their pay, okay, of their time worked.
So I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I appreciate that, and I think it will make our bus drivers feel very positive. And I do want to just publicly say, too, as I told them in the meetings, our goal for all different groups of employees in the school district is that we're very competitive in our seven school district, three county area. And we do have some work to do on bus driver salaries. We also have work to do on first-year teacher salaries. We're a little bit behind where we want to be on first-year teacher salaries. And I don't want people that would consider working in Oconee County to go to Anderson or go to Pickens because they make, you know, a stronger salary there. I want to be competitive in the three-county area. And so Mr. Schickling's already done quite a bit of work on that, and we'll be bringing that to you as the new year comes around as we start planning for the 23-24 budget year. We'll be bringing some salary recommendations based on those comparisons.